Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Bambi Thug is performing in the Eurovision semi-final later tonight in the hopes that they'll make it, of course, to Saturday's Eurovision final. But the competition, it hasn't been without its controversy this year. We were only talking about that in the show last week. But there's still plenty of fun and excitement building in Sweden. Mark is with us on the line. Mark, I believe the Eurovision is very special to you.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, like I got engaged to my wife in a Eurovision in 3 years ago, and
wow,
we got married a few months ago, and we had a Eurovision themed wedding. So yeah, it's very special to us.
So, and is your wife is also a Eurovision fan? Is she?
Yeah, I'd say she's almost a bigger fan than me.
Oh really? I was going to say thank God for that.
Yeah.
if she wasn't, it would have been a fairly unusual proposal setting. But you're both obviously clearly big into it. Why, Mark?
Well, I've always remembered watching it as a kid when it was on TV in Ireland doing well. But we got really big into it over lockdown when there wasn't much on. And we watched the contest in Rotterdam. We were like, okay, we're definitely going wherever it was on. And it just happened to be in Turin, which was a beautiful city to have it in.
Yeah.
So, and it just makes you feel Italy.
Yeah, so you sort of tie it in with a holiday then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like in the back of your mind, you're always kind of thinking about which country's going to win. So you're thinking about where you're going to go next year. Like,
yeah.
Definitely a great way of seeing Europe.
Had you predicted Sweden?
Yeah, we'd actually booked Sweden before, after the semi-finals last year. So we'd booked Stockholm and Malmo
okay.
in advance.
Yeah. How do you think Bambi Thug's going to get on?
It's very weird having so much excitement about the Irish act. It's kind of a bit surreal. Like there's some very strong contenders for the winner. I think we'll probably, well, I hope we will come top five. I don't think we'll get a win, but I think we'll get top five.
Okay. Anya's on the line as well, Mark. Anya, I believe this is your first time going to the Eurovision. What prompted
you
to go this year?
It sure is. Thanks a million for having us on. Mm. We really appreciate it. What prompted me to go this year was actually I've been a lifelong Eurovision fan, 40 years easily. And I joined the fan club last year and I finally found my tribe. People that love Eurovision as much as I do. And I just said, do you know what? I'm going to go along and see what it's like. And I'm enjoying every single bit of it. It is such fun.
So it's the Eurovision fan club or fan group that you're there with, the Irish group on you?
Yes, OGAE Ireland. Yeah, they're a fantastic fan club. I didn't realise how good they were until I joined last year. I wasn't brave enough to join until last year. And I'm regretting now I didn't do it earlier.
Really?
If you're a Eurovision fan and you're at home, you should join us. I really would recommend. They're a great club.
And
it's fantastic to get everybody together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? What are you doing there? So today, like now in advance of the semi-final tonight?
Well, for me personally, I'm getting ready for tonight because you can't go to Eurovision without, you know, celebrating your country and being part of whatever outfit you're going to wear. That's part of it. But also the club itself are meeting up beforehand and we're all going to go in en masse together and enjoy the experience together. So you're never alone in the club. You know, you're
yeah.
always out enjoying yourself and having fun. And there's so much stuff to do, Malmo. So much stuff. You know, it's fabulous.
Yeah. Henry McKean, our own reporter here on News Talk, is also in Sweden. Stay with us, Anya, if you don't mind. Henry, like, it's not your first rodeo at the Eurovision, so how would you compare the build-up to previous years?
Andrea, this is Malmö calling, as it's called locally. I think you have to pronounce it Ma. But yeah, there is, you could say, a slow build-up. I've been lucky enough to go to different Eurovisions. Dusseldorf in 2011, that was Jedward, that was something else.
That's right.
And then there was Tel Aviv in 2019, Turin 22, Liverpool last year, and this year, obviously, Malmö. And for me, my favourite one so far was Liverpool. This, obviously, is the home of Eurovision. And remember, Malmö have hosted it in 92 with Linda Martin again in 2013. And yeah, I mean, it's huge and it's building. It's slowly building. The Swedes, the locality are slowly getting behind it. And I know you mentioned protests, but we're trying to, I suppose, move away from the arts washing and we're going to go into the celebration, which is United in Music. That's their slogan. So it's really, you know, progressing. And I have to admit, I'm not a super fan. I know you're speaking to super fans,
yeah.
And the super fans absolutely love it. I do like it. I just love the way it's so much fun and there's all these cultures coming together and it's a bit silly and you don't know what's going to happen. I love that. And it's basically like the EU, but with music. And of course, there's politics. There's always
politics. Yeah, there's always politics. But we park that for a few minutes today and enjoy the fun of it all. Are there many Irish there, Henry? Like just supporters?
They are coming out of the woodwork as they do.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are staying over in Denmark. Remember, Copenhagen is only half an hour on this super train that feels like you're inside a Volvo that goes over this beautiful stretch of water. It takes about 27 minutes. So they're all slowly making their way to Malmö. And I managed to get a last minute ticket. A friend texted me this morning and said they had a ticket. So I'm actually going to the semifinals. And
oh,
yeah,
good.
There's huge expectations to qualify. First time since 2018. So it's all to play for.
Yeah. Joe's on the line as well, Henry. Joe, you're a fan. You're also there. You're in Sweden. Have you been before?
Yeah, I was there in Liverpool last year as well. That was my first one.
So what enticed you back? Sell it to me, Joe.
It is honestly the best week of the whole year. Like, Eurovision is probably the best thing to happen in your whole year. Like, the atmosphere here is amazing. The people are so nice. They're all welcoming here. The crack is mighty.
Is it a sort of a Paddy's Day vibe? This is kind of like my idea of it is that it's probably similar to the diaspora abroad and how they, you know, they love St. Patrick's weekend. Is it that kind of a feel? Is it a big drink culture feeling to it, or...?
I wouldn't say there's a drink culture to it, but there's definitely the crack culture. That's what I'll call it.
Right,
but,
yeah.
Definitely today there'll be a bit of a Paddy's Day vibe with all the Irish flags and all the Irish jerseys around. Like, you'll feel like you're at home, nearly.
Yeah.
And I was hearing so many Irish accents yesterday. And, like, if you're lost, just find an Irish accent and you know where you're going.
Right. Do you like the act, Bambi Thug? Do you think we'll progress beyond the semi-final?
I love the act, like, Bambi's definitely doing us really proud and the song is amazing and it's definitely progressed from what they've shown at Eurosong. Like, I've seen a few snippets of the rehearsals and my God, like, we're definitely, I'd say, coming top three tonight. We could even, I've seen a few press polls as well where we've won the semi-final through
okay.
them, so you never know, we could top the poll tonight.
Yeah. Henry, what are you hearing from a lot of the Eurovision anoraks over there?
The bookies from Eurovision World, they basically use all the bookies, like the Irish bookies, like Paddy Power and international bookies. And we're hearing that. We're hearing top five. We're hearing that not only will Ireland do very, very well, that we could be top five in the finals. I have to say, I'm wary of the super fans. Hi, everyone. Hi, super fans. I'm wary because sometimes we get caught up in a bubble and we think we've got this. But tonight, remember, it's televoting. It's the public. 500 million people tonight can vote. And it's up to them. So sometimes the bookies and sometimes the superfans can get it wrong. But the momentum behind Bambi Thug is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And the quality that we've sent this year compared to last year, I mean, it's something else. And it really could happen. I know I'm not a betting man. Oh, I think we could scrape in 10th place because, you know, for example, Cyprus are very good tonight. Finland are very good tonight. So there is strong competition from Portugal as well.
Okay.
So it's to be honest, I think we might scrape in. We might not, but you know, you've got to back your country. Me being a new Irish citizen, got to back Ireland.
Yeah. What about you, Anya? Do you share that same optimism as Henry?
I absolutely do. I have liked Eurovision all my life, and I kind of have always picked the top of the top 10. I've always picked kind of the at least five or six of them every year consistently. And I would think that Bambi Thug is one of the most creative artists that I've seen in a long time coming from Ireland. I would definitely share their optimism. And I think the staging particularly this year is really, really good. And I think that would stand in our steads this year.
Yeah. Do you think that, Mark, like even just the idea, I suppose, that it's a slightly different act or performance for us to send as our entry to the Eurovision, do you think that'll help us?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely putting us back on the map. Like, for, you know, we've had a reputation now for probably about 10, 15 years of kind of not sending great acts. But this shows we're putting Ireland back on the map and we're putting a new foot forward. And the snippets we've seen from the preview shot tonight in rehearsals, like the staging, Bambi doing is like it's probably, it's in a different tier above a lot of the acts in the first semi-final. Like, there's only one or two countries that can really compete with the staging. And then the song's also really good as well.
Okay. Like, do you think, what would be a disappointing result for Ireland tonight? I mean, beyond, you know, not qualifying or getting past the semi-final stage, but...
Well, I think, to be honest, at this stage, it'd be devastating not to qualify. Anything
you think we
less
will?
Than a qualification
okay.
would be devastating. I think it could be our best semi-final performance ever.
Okay, well, listen, we'll find out later tonight. I'm sure there'll be plenty more from Sweden. Henry McKean, of course, is there. We'll have more for you too on breakfast tomorrow morning. But Mark, our own Henry McKean, Anya, Joe, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Will you be watching the Eurovision later tonight? I don't know when I last watched it. But you know what? Seeing as there's so much discussion about it this year, I might maybe tune in for a few minutes, if only to see the Irish entry, Bambi Thug.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.